This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهار المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful, all praises due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Fir'aun usiba biharaj lamma khasar al-ma'raka أمام موسى عليه السلام مع السحرة. The Quran tells us a story. Remember that the most repeated story in the Quran is the story of موسى عليه السلام against Fir'aun. So any of that silliness about the Quran promoting anti-Semitism, all that stupidity, not even worth mentioning. Because the Quran celebrates Musa alayhi salam better than the Old Testament celebrates Musa alayhi salam. Muslims love and celebrate Musa alayhi salam better than the Jews celebrating and loving Musa alayhi salam. We're not shy of saying this. So Fir'aun suffers a public defeat. He gathered all the magicians, and he is undoubtedly very confident that he's going to defeat Musa alayhi salam. But then publicly he was shamed and he was humiliated. And then something interesting happens afterwards, where the Quran takes us into a conversation that's taking place. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ أَتَذَرُ مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ لِيُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَيَذَرَكَ وَآلِهَتَكَ قَالَ سَنُقَتِّلُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَنَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ قَالُوا أُوذِينَا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا قَالَ عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَنْظُرْ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. This conversation that takes place between Fir'aun, the elites amongst his people, Musa and his people, is a brilliant illustration of what is going on. It said that after the defeat, the elites of the people of Fir'aun, they have a conversation with Fir'aun. They said, Fir'aun, are you not going to do anything about Moses and his people? Are you going to leave them to spread corruption on earth? وَيَذَرَكَ وَآلِهَتَكَ And he's going to devalue, discount you and worshipping you. فِي قِرَاءَ وَإِلَهَتَكَ أي وَعِبَادَتَكَ You're going to allow this to happen? Fir'aun makes an announcement. قَالَ سَنُقَتِّلُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ We shall kill their sons in large numbers. سَنُقَتِّلُ مبالغة. There is hyperbole going on here in the way that he spoke. He said, we shall kill in great numbers their sons. ونستحيي نساءهم. But we shall spare their women. وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ. And indeed we are over them irresistible. The power that we have, they cannot match. They cannot match our power. موسى عليه السلام, hearing the announcement that was just made by Fir'aun, spoke to his people. And the way that he spoke to his people is about instilling hope and courage. As I've been reminding my brothers and sisters, do not be a downer. Do not be a downer. And we know things are difficult. Do not suck the life out of people. Do not suck the life out of people by constantly spreading bad news, negative news. Don't do that. Be like Musa alayhi salam. So what does he say? He said to his people after hearing this announcement, the people are also aware of the announcement that just being made. Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. Let us all seek the aid of Allah and patiently persevere. Let's do that. Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. And remember my people, he said, innal arda lillah yurithuha man yasha. The land belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gives it as a heritage to whomever he wills. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And be aware that the future belongs to those who are God conscious. The future belongs to those who are God conscious. Not the most powerful. Not those who thought that they are irresistible. The future belongs to those who are God conscious. The future on this earth, as well as the future in the hereafter. People speak back to Musa alayhi salam. And what do they say? And knowing the history of these people in the Quran, there is this idea in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a sect from within the Jewish community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. Allah tells us about them that they are going to employ a tactic of chronic victimhood. Chronic victimhood. Oh, you know, we've been kicked out of Egypt. Or you know about the Holocaust. Or you know, chronic victimhood. See, when black people speak about slavery, we're told, come on man, you need to get over that stuff. That was a long time ago. Get over it. You're just being lazy. Move on with your lives. But man, they can speak about their victimhood forever. By the way, saying this does not make me an anti-Semite. Nowadays, especially nowadays, you can say anything remotely. Man, you can feel sorry for the children of Gaza and you would be labeled as an anti-Semite. So what they think is irrelevant. What they think is not important. So what happens? Being the people that they are, they say, قالوا أوذينا من قبل أن تأتينا ومن بعد ما جئتنا. I say, Musa, what are you talking about? You know, we've been in this condition before you came to us, and we've been in this condition after you've been sent to us, as if they are alluding to the fact that your presence has not made a difference. Your presence, O Musa, has not made a difference to us. قَالَ عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ. Now listen to what Musa alayhi salam is saying. قال عسى ربكم أن يهلك عدوكم. He said, perhaps it may well be that Allah will destroy your enemies. The pharaohs of being enslaving and persecuting the Israelites. Allah, Musa said, it may well be that Allah will destroy your enemies. ويستخلفكم في الأرض. And then Allah will give you the dominion and the domination over the land. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then Allah will consider how you behave. This whole story is now summarized in these last two words. Allah will consider you now that you are no longer the oppressed, now that you're no longer the victims, now that you are on top, now that you have the irresistible power, Allah will consider how you behave. You see, sometimes it's very easy for the oppressed to fight the oppressors. That's a God-given right. Doesn't matter who the oppressors are, it doesn't matter who the oppressed are. The oppressors have got the legitimate, legal, ethical right to defend themselves against those who are oppressing them. But here is what Musa alayhi salam is telling his people. He said, it may well be that Allah destroys your enemies, and then Allah is going to consider how you behave and what you do, because sometimes the oppressor fights the oppressed fight the oppressor, and then they become the very polar opposite of who they currently are. The oppressor fights, or the oppressed fight the oppressors. And then eventually the roles are reversed, and those who are oppressed, now they become the oppressors. Wallahi, this is what's going on right now. Those who were oppressed are now the oppressors. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ Studying history is very rewardable. See, when the Quran tells a story, the Quran does not tell the story for the sake of entertainment. Even those stories, by virtue of being a story is entertaining. But that is not the purpose of the Quran. The Quran tells a story in order to enlighten the people who are listening to the story. Because the story becomes a very beautiful tool in conveying and enhancing the truth. So now Musa alayhi salam said this to his people, and then when you look into history, you find, especially when you study the relationship between the Nazis in Germany and the Jewish community in Europe, and you go to nowadays and you exactly see what is going on. Hitler, when he came to power, he created something called the Ministry of Public Enlightenment. Ministry of Public Enlightenment. What was the purpose of the Ministry of Public Enlightenment to Hitler? It was about spreading propaganda. It was about spreading propaganda against the Jews in order to incite hatred and dislikeness against them. All you have to do, just Google the depictions of Jews in Europe back in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. And you see the way that they've been depicted. And by the way, when we speak like this, by no means we're condoning this behavior. A'udhu billah. Far be it from us that we condone or approve of such behavior. But I'm, inshallah, bear with me. So Hitler comes up with this Ministry of Public Enlightenment. The job of this ministry was to create, spread propaganda that would entice the hatred and the dislikeness of the Jewish people. And ultimately, it was this propaganda that led to the persecution and the mass killing of the Jewish people in Europe, especially in Germany. But what was interesting was the indifference in the German public. People were indifferent about what happened to the Jews. Indifferent about them. And now you look, guys saying, I just saw babies being killed in Gaza. If Palestinians do not care about their own babies, why should I care? But I have a very important question to ask. What should I have for dinner tonight? And I'm open to suggestions. And now people are responding to this. See, the indifference that they're practicing right now is the same indifference that was practiced upon them. Man that found it to be funny that he is wasting water, displaying all the electronics that he has, teasing the people in Gaza that you don't have water and look at my water. You don't have electricity. Look at my electricity. And you just look into this and you say, what the hell is wrong with you? Of all the people, you ought to know best what it means to be in this position, yet look at you and look at how you are behaving. ثم ينظر كيف تعملون. Allah will consider how you behave and how you act when you get to that stage. And of course, you cannot help, man. I'm telling you, billahi alaykum, make it a point. Do not become a downer. Remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that with every difficulty comes ease. The more difficult things become, it means that ease is getting closer. Is getting closer. In the process, what do you do? استعينوا بالله واصبروا. إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء والعاقبة للمتقين. Say, seek the help of Allah. Patiently persevere. The land belongs to Allah. He gives it as a heritage to whomever He wills. والعاقبة للمتقين. But the future belongs to those who are God conscious. Love the people of Palestine. Love the people of Gaza. I love their determination. Love what it is that they are willing to sacrifice. Love their resolve. Love their patience. Love their courage. They're not afraid. Yeah, we're aware. I know this is an F-16 and F-3. I am aware of that, but I'm not afraid. My favorite scenes are when you see a Palestinian child, a teenager, taking a rock and throwing it against an Israeli tank. Man, everybody knows your rock doesn't mean jack to this tank. It won't even do a dent. What are you doing throwing a rock at a tank? Well, see what happens is the oppressor displays their force. The oppressor wants the oppressed to be afraid of them. They want the oppressed to be in awe of their power. Look at what we have. Look at what we can do. And then the oppressor looks at it, or the oppressed look at it and goes, I'm not afraid. I have no respect for your so-called irresistible power. When I throw that rock against the tank, I know it won't even make a dent into the tank, but it is an expression of how disrespectful I am to what you think is making you superior to me. And in the meantime, what are they saying? Allahu Akbar. Man, Allah is great. Allah is greater than you and all the power that you have. Then the final point is hypocrisy, man. يأتي على الناس سنوات خداعات. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about a time will come when people are going to experience سنوات خداعات. Years that are deceptive. Be a deception of years will be deception. What happens? These sanawat, these years that are full of deception. Remember, the year itself is not deceptive, but here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being very eloquent. It's the people in the year who are deceptive. He said that it just feels like the days are deceptive. Sanawatun khadda'at. What happens in it, Prophet of Allah? قال يصدق فيها الكاذب. He said, during these times, يصدق فيها الكاذب. The liars will be trusted. ويكذب فيها الصادق. And those who are telling the truth will be accused of lying. You all heard about the 40 babies that have been beheaded in Gaza? 40 babies have been beheaded. Man, that lie was so powerful. Please remember, if 40 babies were beheaded, wallahi, we will be the first to condemn this behavior, be it Palestinians or anybody else. You just don't do this to babies. Everybody's talking about, oh, the 40 babies that have been beheaded, 40 babies, and women that are being raped, and this that had. Where? Can anybody please confirm this? You've got the reporter You all have seen this, and I hate to tell you stories that you've already seen, but we're trying to make a point here. The reporter is saying, I can see body bags right there, lots of them, they're babies, and they're beheaded. So people say, can you please confirm? Do you have any confirm? Oh, I didn't say it. I said people were saying that. You just said it. No, I didn't. And that lie was so powerful, even the president was repeating it. Why do you do that? Okay, see, all you have to do is just propagate. That propaganda to incite, entice, hatred, so much so that when these people are killed, against whom you are just spreading the propaganda, when people see them suffer, they're indifferent to their suffering. They don't care about their suffering. Hypocrisy. European unions, that leader speaks in front of people and said that cutting off electricity and water and fuel from Ukraine is illegal and it is a violation of United Nations laws. Same thing happening in Gaza. See, that's different. See, what happens is, and it was so beautifully said, he said that people in the West do not have a problem with human rights. Let's be honest. People in the West, especially Western countries, are excellent when it comes to human rights. Their problems are not with human rights. Their problem is in identifying who's human. You're following? Their problem is not with human rights. Their problem is in identifying who's human. And obviously, to them, some are humans and others are subhumans. You know who was treated like this? The Jews in Europe. The same people who are doing this now are the same people who were the recipient of that treatment. Utter hypocrisy. People can speak about how they stand with Ukraine. Soccer teams, NFL, anybody can stand with Ukraine. But dare you, like the courageous students at Harvard Law School, stood up with the Palestinians, man. What do? Put their pictures on billboards, on trucks, driving them around town with their names and their Harvard leading anti-Semites. Personal information is published. Air Canada pilot took a picture wearing this. He just put what looked and appeared to be a Palestinian costume, wrapped it around his neck, wearing his uniform, took a picture, posted it on his Facebook profile. Fired the next day. How dare you stand with the Palestinians? You kidding me? See that hypocrisy? That hypocrisy that is going on and the double standards. Talking about nowadays, if you in any way, shape, or manner love the people of Gaza, support the people of Gaza, you must be anti-Semite. If you want to talk about the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, you are anti-Semite. And if this makes me an anti-Semite, then I am anti-Semite and I am proud of it. Now, sad part, inshallah I conclude with this, is how impotent the Muslim world is. And that's a sad story. That is a sad, sad story. All the people around, none have said anything. And that's, you know, you get to the point where you say, Subhanaka Ya Rabbi. And guess what? The people of Gaza are defending themselves, taking care of themselves without the need of anybody around them. And you know what happens? Inshallah, this will be the last thing I tell you, inshallah. Martin Luther King Jr. said something really beautiful. He said, the most dangerous man in the world is the man who has nothing to lose. The most dangerous man in the world is a man who has nothing to lose. The Israelis nowadays, they have created a lot of men who have nothing to lose. These men did not lose. This men just became dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases understanding, Ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Not to be an alarmist, but what's happening nowadays is that people from Palestinian background are approached by the FBI. The FBI wants to talk to them. FBI reaching out to different imams and community leaders in the community. And as we've always been telling our community, please be respectful and keep your mouth shut. You do not have to talk to them. Remember, when it comes to the FBI, the less you talk, the more you walk. The less you talk, the more you walk. People are taking notice of who is changing their profile, who is posting what, who is liking what. Don't be afraid. There is a price that we pay when you are on the side of truth. There is a price to be paid. But remember, truth is not a popularity contest. Hitler, I can't believe we are actually quoting Hitler in a khutbah. This is how pathetic it is. Hitler said, the task is not to search for truth objectively. He said, that's not what you do. If you do that, you know what happens, he said? It will be in favor of your enemy. If you do that, he said, it will be in favor of your enemy. What do you do? You create a truth that does not exist, and you support it, and you promote it, and you propagate that. Please just take hint of this. A lot of informants, unfortunately, are around us. And remember, it is not about what you say or what you do. It is most of the time about what they can make it seem. People who are intellectually, financially, emotionally vulnerable are taken by these informants, unfortunately. So please speak to your kids. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to be passionate. It's okay to speak out. Say, be careful of how you say what you say. Inshallah, after this, we'll have an announcement about an upcoming protest that is going on, reminding our community members, be there if you can. When you go there, please be civil. Do not be provoked. Even when you have people who are going to come and they try to provoke you, be polite. The idea is we are trying to win back the narrative, because the narrative at this point is not really what it ought to be. May Allah help the people of Gaza. May Allah help the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them in courage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them in iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them in resolve, ya Rabbul Alameen. Those amongst them who have been martyred, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them as martyrs. Those of them who are sick, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a full and a speedy recovery. And those of them who are fighting to defend their rights and their lands, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them more and more, ya Rabbul Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the people who are inflicting pain upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace the people who have let them down and not make us amongst them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the people who are helping them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma armi al-zalimeen bil-zalimeen wa akhrijna min bayni aydihim salimeen birahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil-adli wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghyi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun fadhkurullaha yadhkurkum washkuruhu 'ala ni'amihi yazidkum wa ladhikrullahi akbar wallahu